I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey everyone, Mark from Guitar Nerds here with a little 5-minute teaser of a brand new interview we've got going up at patreon.com/guitar nerds. This one is Matt talking to Tim Green from Mojo Stompboxes about his amazing collection of old Japanese pedals and weird pedal merch. If you want to hear more, patreon.com/guitar nerds.
Run Mojo Stompboxes, which started as an online store based down here in Sydney, Australia, mainly focused on rare and vintage gear, predominantly from Japan, because that was sort of my passion. I enjoy vintage pedals as much as the next person, but it was old Boss, Maxon, Gaiatone, that sort of stuff really appealed to me. So opened a little online store, and it's since grown to an archive of unobtainium.
You've kind of
Boss, that sort of gear.
Because you've opened also like a bricks and mortar store now, right? So you're on the way to opening an actual proper little shop.
Yeah, so at the moment I've got a little pop-up. You could call it a pop-up store at the moment. It's inside a rehearsal studio down here that I approached them about, basically just having a way of showing off some gear that's in real life rather than Instagram and Facebook and all that, because it's all well and good to see, you know, some of the collection online, but until you sort of walk past it in person and it really turns your head, you don't really know the gravity of some of the stuff that I've got lying around.
Because that's the thing, I think for maybe quite a few listeners out there probably don't know necessarily who Mojo Stompboxes are until they're listening to this, but they've probably seen you on Instagram because you've got a pretty hefty and growing Instagram following for your collection.
Yeah, I think things really get around on Instagram because I've got I try to keep it very sort of consistent. I keep the same backgrounds, the same, you know, the same this, the same that when I am boosting out my stuff, and so it sort of gives a good comparison of the stuff that I've got. But yeah, I'll throw most of the stuff that I've got straight up on Instagram because that's the easiest place to sort of reach people and to spread the word, I guess.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's obviously, like I said, that's how we kind of found out about you. So your biggest thing for me, which I totally admire, is your Boss merchandise collection. So not just the pedals, but the actual merchandise itself.
Yes. Well, the pedals I'm not so attached to. The pedals, they come and go. A lot of people will think, oh, they're, you know, old Boss pedals, the first run of them and all that, they're the rarest thing that you'll sort of find. And so I sort of took that one step further and thought, you know what, I'll probably always be able to get those early Boss pedals, but some of the other stuff that I've got is a lot harder to find again. So
yeah,
that adds to the not for sale pile.
Yeah, because I mean, you've had for a long time when we did the previous podcast and we did Guitar Nerds, we always brought up things like I had a couple of Boss watches and we always joked about me making the Boss bed covers and like all this kind of odd merch that I'd seen before. But you've pulled some crazy stuff out of the hat, because I suppose what people don't necessarily realize is that not all merchandise comes directly from Japan. Like different countries will create different pieces of merchandise. And obviously back in the day, Japan were the kind of leader of that. But you've had everything from stress balls to watches to miniature clocks. I mean, what's the kind of craziest or the hardest thing to find, do you think, in terms of the merch world?
I've got the, like you said, there was four watches that were released in the shape of pedals. So I've managed to now, with your help, secure all four of those. Three of them are in the original packaging. And I've got doubles of one of them that aren't. So I've got those. They're really, really cool and really hard to find because they were a 1 year only ever.
I think
it was 2002 or so.
Yeah, I think as far as I remember, they were like a salesperson, like an in-store person's incentive scheme. So I think to get them. You had to sell a certain amount of Boss product and then register it and then send it off. Because they've got what, OD, OD3, SYB.
The Equalizer.
And then is there a Metal Zone? Do I remember seeing a Metal Zone?
Yep.
Is that the other one?
Yeah.
Obviously, you've got to have anything you do merch-wise, you've got to have a Metal Zone, I think, is the become the internet meme. For the guitar playing.
I've got in terms of Metal Zone, I've got the Metal Zone USB as well, which was apparently a promotional item.
Yeah.
They were never for sale. It says that very clearly on the packaging, and that was actually a gift from your Australian Boss counterpart. He came by one day in exchange for some of my knowledge, and he brought a little goodie bag there of basically stuff he had lying around the office. And that's the sort of stuff that I thrive on. So I've got that. I've also got the compressor USB as well, which matches that pretty nicely.